Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I heard that chicken calling thing. I don't know anything about calling chickens, but I'll tell you what will elicit no response.
What's that?
Am I want to go to Popeyes?
Oh, you don't think the chickens will respond to that?
No, crickets is what you'll hear after that. Popeyes run anybody? No, I don't think so. Thank you, Dave. You we'll bet. Listen for you this afternoon at 1 o'clock. It is time for Table Talk, your weekly trip around New Orleans food and restaurant scene. Brought to us by Loop Linen and Uniform, where great service starts with clean linens for almost 100 years. Monday morning at 6 o'clock, I didn't think we'd get here, but by gosh, we have. It's time to talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Ian?
I am doing great, Tommy. Great to be back with you. Yeah, a lightning-fast week when you look back at it, but
let's not get crazy.
It seems like we were in the trenches, right?
Yeah, when we were in the trenches, exactly. So what you been up to?
Well, it's Friday, and I actually have Monday on my mind, last Monday of this week, and the next one to come.
Okay.
Because there is the Venn diagram of some good deals and some enticing culinary offers are intersecting on Monday at a restaurant that we visited this week called Charmant. Okay. I think you and I have talked about this before. It's fairly new. It's certainly in its first year. And thus its first year of culinary, sort of the citywide dining deals that are going on for the next week or week and change. And this is it's in Mid-City, across the street from Delgado, right by City Park, the location that a lot of people will probably remember as MoFo.
Right.
It's kind of tucked into this little retail center there. So you kind of have to look for it, but it's a very worthy find. It's a French bistro, but it's cut from a different cloth than, say, your Café Degas or your Crepe Nanou. It feels a little more modern, a little more. It's definitely a chef-led restaurant with a very strong voice of the chef. So it's not your French standards, French onion soup, steak free, that kind of thing. But it definitely takes inspiration from French cooking. And I like it because it's so versatile. It's one of these places where you could go for brunch, for dinner, for a happy hour. If you're doing stuff in the park, maybe not so much in this heat, but, keep that in mind. You're spending a day in the park and you go out for a happy hour afterwards. Big bar, nice patio, kind of an upscale casual place. But the reason it's on my mind so much right now is their culinary deal is really good. It's a smidge under the kind of the upper limits of the culinary menus. I think the tops out at 58 this year for culinary all over, and theirs is a smidge lower, closer to 50. So right there, it's a pretty good deal, three courses. And the choices across them are great. And it's the drawing dishes from their regular menu. And this is what I love about culinary when done right. It's not just a restaurant saying, okay, let's put together three courses that we can field really easily and make some money off of. And when you look at it, it's really not that appealing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to beat up on anybody, but there are some of those out there. You don't want that. But what I love is when restaurants say, no, we're going to use this as an opportunity to introduce our restaurant to people during the slow time with a deal and maybe make regulars out of them. And that's the very effective path for restaurants and very rewarding for us as diners. So that's what they're doing at Chamonix. They're putting a lot of their signature dishes out there. And the reason Monday is on my mind in particular on this Friday is because they're open on Monday. So right there, that's a request I get a lot. But on Mondays during the summer, they've been doing a $5 martini night. So you show up, you get a list of different martinis to choose from, all for $5. And then you cut into your culinary menu, which is, again, the deal. So for, you know, two people going out, you get a martini on a Monday. It might sound a little decadent, but I'm telling you, all bets are off in August and September for that matter. Yeah. You know, you just want something like a martini to draw a sharp line between the hot Monday that you went through.
Let me jump in for a second. Let me jump in for a second here and tell me about the martinis. What different types are there, and what do you like?
Oh, so I'm a classics guy, right? When it comes to a martini, I want a classic. But, mm-hmm. you know, I get it. Like, some people want their, like, espresso martini or a martini that's a little, maybe a little fruity. Maybe it's made with vodka and blueberry. Maybe it's, like, getting closer to sort of a cosmopolitan.
And they do some with lemon, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, so they've got a list of, the menu that we were handed, I believe it had something like a half dozen different martini variations on it. But I went right for one called the Gorgeous Borges, and that's a pun on the chef's name. Chris Borges is the chef co-owner of Charmont, and he's a longtime local chef. A lot of people in the business know him, and that was his, sort of a, his kitchen nickname, kind of, you know, in the way that in a kitchen or, in a sports team or perhaps a battlefield situation, guys will pick up nicknames. Guys and gals will pick up nicknames. So that's, he's the Gorgeous Borges, so that's the name of their sort of unmessed around with straight up martini. And it really did the trick for that. Again, that pulling the curtain back on what had been a hot, sweaty, kind of hairy Monday into a very luxurious dinner at a good bargain. Again, a $5 martini is a thing of beauty, and these are not like little measuring cup martinis either. These are, you know, the proper thing. Our service was great, you know, on a Monday in August in New Orleans. That's not a given, and I'm generous with that. I'm grading on a curve because we're all living through this stuff, you know. So, you know, a dead quiet Monday, and the service couldn't have been better. I mean, she was clearly really experienced and just knocked it out of the park and made us feel really great about being there. And then, the culinary menu, I mean, some of the dishes we cut into, just really beautiful tomato salad finished with a melon consomme, so like a light, cool, almost a marinade instead of a dressing poured around the tomatoes and the cheese on this like seasonal salad.
That sounds refreshing.
Lamb meatballs. Oh, lamb. It was, yeah, lamb meatballs.
Lamb meatballs.
For me, yeah, meatball is all about the texture, you know?
Right.
And this just had that nice balance of heft and bounce. It was lamb. It was very flavorful, and it was in a gravy that was hearty but not heavy. It was a good summer weight meatball dish. We had a pork chop, just a stellar pork chop with the bone in, double cut, about as thick as a Victorian novel, but much easier to work your way through with a nice medley of summer vegetables, you know, okra and corn underneath. What else did we have? We had a pasta, like a squid ink pasta with octopus ground into it. So it's picture like an Italian bolognese, but with octopus standing in for the pork. And a bunch of other things. And then we went off the culinary menu because this is the way I roll, Tommy. Even when presented with a perfectly good deal over three courses, I'm like, yeah, but that other dish on the main menu, can we add that too? And they say, sure. Of
course. And we're expensing it anyway, so why not?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I'm doing this for the people, Tommy.
Sure.
Come on. It's all part of the ministry.
So what did you do? What did you add?
The duck confit toast, just a bit of charcuterie, but again, dressed up for summer, grilled peaches with a little drizzle of balsamic and some fresh herbs over the top. So it was a highly representative meal of what Charmant does at a good value. And if you go on a Monday, which we did, and I recommend, it's already on my mind for next Monday, perhaps, you know, a $5 martini curtain raiser. It was a grand Monday night in summertime.
Delicious. Deep summer. Tomato salad, melon, consomme, lamb, meatballs, double-cut pork chop, thicker than a Victorian novel and easier to get through. Yeah. And you don't even find your mind wandering away, do you?
Nope, not at all.
Don't lose your place.
So it was Charmont. Yeah, Charmont. Mid-City.
514 City Park Avenue. All right. One circle of the Venn diagram. What's the second?
Well, that was the Venn diagram. Yeah, so culinary menu, which extends through August, and Monday, which is the happy hour, the martini deal. By the way, that's an all day martini offer. I've learned. So, if you want to start that a little early, I mean, they're saying all day for martinis. I don't know what other people's schedules are like on Monday. I know a lot of people are off, especially if you work in the service industry. Monday is some people's Saturday or Sunday.
Why not make it a martini Monday?
Indeed. Hey, I'm here for the alliteration. Mm-hmm.
Where else you been eating?
But more stuff. Yeah, more stuff. It's been a busy week. A brand new place just opened this week in the Marigny, a place that I think has been highly anticipated based on my first report that it was coming soon. This is an Italian restaurant called Procida. But it's not the Italian that we know and love here in New Orleans so well. I mean, New Orleans is very rich in Italian food, but most of it is New Orleans Italian food, which is basically the traditions of Sicily, because that was the majority of our immigrant community back in the day that came over from Italy to New Orleans, which was from Sicily, and take those traditions and translate them through, you know, Americana, and specifically the land of crab cakes and turtle soup, and you end up with New Orleans Italian food, which you love, all the red sauce and the seafood. Well, Procida is different. It's drawing right from the chef's roots on the Amalfi Coast, which is southern Italy, but not Sicily, mainland southern Italy. Think Naples. The region is Campania. It's a coastal area. So a lot of fresh, light seafood dishes. Some heartier stuff, too, for sure, but not the Italian iteration that we're used to. And it's been really fascinating to see it kind of roll through its first few days. It had a few test runs over the weekend, and they just pulled the cord and opened it this week. And it's a really pretty place, Tommy. Mm-hmm. It's in the Marigny on Burgundy, and I want to say Touro. It's right off of Frenchman Street, but it's in that Marigny triangle, right? If you look at the map, there's the French Quarter, then the Marigny starts, and the Marigny triangle is almost like its own discrete neighborhood between Esplanade and Elysian Fields. And a lot of the action for the Marigny and sort of downriver for restaurants has been downriver from Elysian Fields. You know, I'm thinking about Aviva, Casemiro, Akamai. Well, those are the Bywater, but, you know, getting downriver there. This plants an upscale kind of destination restaurant right in the triangle, just off of the Frenchman Street strip of clubs and bars and stuff. And it's a really nice addition to that neighborhood. There's a Ruby Slipper brunch spot directly across the street. The windows look at it. And this was a restaurant before briefly called Barilou's, and then it turned into a wedding and event space. But as Procida, it's really been reborn, recast. You walk through the doors, it's a beautiful bar done in soft marble. You know, the big windows are suddenly framing the neighborhood. It's a space that most people haven't been into in a hospitality setting. But it's soft brick, nice colors, chandeliers. And then you start digging into the menu, and it's like, yeah, a lot of dishes we don't see very often here in New Orleans that might remind you of a vacation that you took to Italy, specifically to the southern coast. It's run by an Italian duo, Chef Val. He used to run Dominica down in the Roosevelt Hotel. He was the executive chef there for a while. He's from the Amalfi Coast. He's from Italy direct. And he has two business partners there. One, Ali, is kind of helping them run the whole place, and the other, running the front of the house, is Alessandro Appuzzo. And if that name is familiar, he's related to Andrea Appuzzo of Andrea's Restaurant, the long time sort of lost legend of Metairie Italian dining. Well, Chef Andrea, famously from the island of Capri. Well, so is his, I think it's his great nephew, Alessandro. So he's running the front of the house. I mean, it doesn't get much more Italian than that. And so I like that they're leaning into the real stuff here. So,
boy, you're talking about some fine dining. I'm looking at the pictures here. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
I know you love you some crudo, don't you?
Of course, I'm leading with the crudo.
Yeah.
You know, the raw fish. It's Sicilian sashimi. It's it's Italian sashimi. It's the treatment of raw fish just in an Italian way. And in this case in particular, they do a glorious platter. It's four different types of fish: tuna, toro, which is tuna belly, amberjack, cobia. I'm sure that'll change up based on what they're getting in and out. But the key ingredient is this thing called culatura di albici. It's basically a fish sauce, but just it's umami laden. It's got that back of the mouth satisfaction. It tastes buttery and of the ocean, salty, and it brings out this deep flavor from the raw fish, finished with a little herbs. Another thing on this menu is scamorza. It's a type of cheese that it's like mozzarella, but it's smoky and it's a bit denser. And it's one of these kind of sub-regional Italian ingredients. And here they're using it in a couple of different dishes, including one that's if I say arancini, you think of fried rice balls that turn up at a lot of Italian restaurants these days. They can either be these little sort of golf ball sized fritters or something more the size of a softball. And ideally, what I love about Italian food is the names often translate directly to something. So arancini is spider. It's a reference to the spider web of cheese, the strings of cheese that should form as you pull apart this fried orb of rice stuffed with often a bolognese, a meat sauce. Well, in this case, it's an arancina, so just one, you know, the singular, not the plural. And it's more of a bulb shape. And Tommy, when you cut this thing open, that scamorza, it forms those strings, those spider web strings. Mm. And instead of a ragu or a meat sauce inside, it's a chopped mix of different seafood, octopus, shrimp, fish, and again, another hit of that fish sauce, and it's just delicious. A wonderful little present to unpack. So it's upscale, but not fancy upscale. You know, a lot of the dishes have a rustic appeal to them.
The food is very upscale, like art, right? Yes?
Yeah. Well, yes. It's, if you're a pasta fan, I know a lot of people follow Stanley Tucci, the great Italian food ambassador, on his cooking shows. He's obsessed with a dish these days called pasta, any kind of pasta, alla Nerano, which Nerano is just a village in Italy where it's from. And it's this pasta with zucchini and a light sauce and squash blossoms, and it's perfect for this time of year. At Procida, they're doing it with annolini, which is a pasta shape that's like a disc with a kind of a star pattern of ridges around it. And these are filled with, again, that cheese that I mentioned just a moment ago, the scamorza. It's, again, dense, smoky, this little burst of flavor, but then surrounded by a light sauce and the taste of summer with that zucchini and squash blossoms. Yeah, you can follow around on some of the photos I posted on NOLA.com or on my Instagram, at Ian McNulty NOLA. And we can pick up more when we come back.
We'll do that. You hear the orchestra, Procida. That's where we've been. 2000 Burgundy, or if you're not from here, Burgundy. Sherman, 514 City Park Avenue. That's right across from Delgado. And you can text your questions in if you have any, 504-260-1870. Somebody says they're going to Venetia's this weekend for an anniversary dinner. Any recommendations? We'll take care of that when we come back. Somebody else is looking for, and we get this every now and then, Beef Wellington. And I think there is a place that serves that. Ian McNulty will help us when we come back. This is Table Talk, your weekly trip around New Orleans food and restaurant scene. Brought to you by Loop Linen and Uniform, where great service starts with clean linens for almost 100 years. Back in a flash, WWL. It's hot, but I'm going to tell you what, it's a good weekend to head out to the premier family of automotive dealerships and make a great deal on a brand new car, van, truck, or SUV, and they got the dealerships to keep you happy. We're talking about Toyota of New Orleans, Premier Honda, Premier Nissan of Metairie, Premier Kia of Kenner, Premier Hyundai, Volkswagen, Premier Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Premier Nissan in Harvey on the West Bank. So East and West Bank, they got you covered. My boy Troy Duhon, been around over 30 years. and he's dedicated to the community and to your experience when you buy a car. If you're looking for a new vehicle or something Premier Certified pre-owned, you can buy with confidence. Every Premier Certified vehicle is thoroughly inspected, backed by a 3-day money-back guarantee and a 30-day powertrain warranty. That means you don't like it, bring it back. And if every vehicle, with every vehicle they sell and every repair they make, Premier makes the community stronger through giving hope. Troy started that organization years ago. They feed a lot of hungry people. And while they welcome your donations at givinghopenola.org, they'd really welcome your involvement. If you can donate a couple hours each week at the food pantries, East or West Bank, take your choice. Maybe bring the kids, knock out some service hours for school, and make it a family day of service. So you can shop online at premierdreamsanddriveways.com. You can volunteer at givinghopenola.org or head on out to one of the dealerships, Toyota of New Orleans, Premier Honda, Premier Nissan of Metairie, Premier Kia of Kenner. Over in the West Bank, you'll find Premier Volkswagen and Premier Nissan on La Palco in Harvey, and you'll find Premier Hyundai and Premier Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on the expressway. Shop online, premierdreamsanddriveways.com. 9:30, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Friday morning, that means it's time for Table Talk, weekly trip around New Orleans food and restaurant scene, brought to you by Loop Linen and Uniform, where great service starts with clean linens for almost 100 years. Ian McNulty covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We've already been to Charmant, am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's right, Charmant.
Okay. Charmant.
Charming.
Well, easy, yeah. And also to Procida, 2000 Burgundy?
Yeah.
All right, so somebody's looking for beef Wellington. We get that occasionally, and there is a place that serves it or not?
Yeah, I got a couple for you, actually.
Okay. Really? A couple?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The one I haven't talked about much recently is Boucherie, Chef Nathaniel Zimmet's long-running restaurant over there on Carrollton Avenue. In the Carrollton neighborhood, we're right by the streetcar tracks. He's got a beef Wellington on the menu even through summer. And they have a killer culinary deal over there too, by the way, where the chef brings back a lot of his long running dishes from back in the old days, like that Wagyu brisket and the Krispy Kreme bread pudding. But that's not the question. My mind wanders. But the other place for beef Wellington that's really made it a staple of their menu all seasons is the Husky. And quick sidebar on that, the Husky is on Ferret Street, right next to Hi Hat Cafe, opened maybe 2 years ago. Doesn't give away much from the outside, looks nice, looks upscale, but you can't see through the windows. And I have friends in town right now, Tony and Jen, hey guys, which is a delight. And they, you know, it's just the wonder of seeing our city through other people's eyes. But they're so, oh, what's behind this door? I'm like, well, go peek. And they opened the door, and it was gasp. Oh, the elegance, this beautiful bar that looks like the bar at the Emerald City. If the Emerald City had a bar and lounge, a martini bar, or actually more to the point, an old-fashioned martini bar, it was the specialties of the Husky, it would look like this, just all emerald color and brass and shiny and beautiful. And then the rest of the restaurant after the bar kind of has this mountain lodge look to it of, you know, of all this intricate woodwork and booths and, you expect, like, you know, Jack London to be talking to Jay Gatsby in the corner. To the point, they have a beef Wellington on the menu at all times. And, of course, that's great jaunt of steak wrapped up in pastry. I mean, it's a steak wearing a sweater, which is exactly what you want on a cold January day. But if you're craving it in August, and, hey, I get it. Sometimes you just want to be transported. You're like, give me the food of winter. Give me a Christmas in July kind of a feel, or, you know, a February and August kind of feel.
Crank that AC on way down. Talk to me about Venetia. Somebody wants a recommendation for an anniversary dinner.
Great. Yeah, and the first thing to know about Venetia's is it's Venetia's 1 and 2 now. Mm-hmm. There's the original, the classic on Carrollton Avenue in Mid-City, under that neon sign, Venetia Pizza Pie. And then the second one, the newer one in Gretna on the West Bank, which took over, let's say, about 2 years ago now, the old Tony Mandina's, not to be confused with Mandina's in Mid-City, of course, but this being New Orleans, all these things are woven together. Yeah, so there's two of them, and at either one, I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record here in the martini, but I love a martini at the bar. Mm-hmm. The Venetia's also, there's something about Italian restaurants and martinis just gets to me.
They got a nice bar, the one on the West Bank. They really do.
Yeah. No, both of them. Both of them are really nice. It's they're kind of like this kind of just
I've never been to the East Bank one. That's why I say
back.
That. I have been in the West Bank and got the baked ziti, and it was very good.
Yeah, and that's a good place to start. You know, this is red sauce Italian. This is very different from the Italian we were talking about of Procida, the coastal southern Italian stuff. I mean, this is Creole Italian, pretty much the definition of it. You know, you're getting fried eggplant sticks. I love the seafood stuff, mushrooms there. I mean, just the meatball. You know, the meatball is fantastic, a little ricotta on it. There's a lot of seafood dishes there, but I lean away from that and more towards the, you know, the red sauce Italian stuff. But the thing about Venezia's is it's also a sleeper if you're a steak lover. It's not a steakhouse per se, but they have a killer New York strip there, and it's at a good price. Say that it's you know, I got turned onto this by other chefs. Like, oh yeah, we go to Venezia's on a Monday when we're off, and we get a steak, and it's a ridiculous deal. We don't know how to do it. When chefs say that to me, I listen.
Yeah.
But I also really like the pizza. I mentioned the pizza pie and the neon sign and the original in the East Bank. It's you know, in this age that we're living now, great New Orleans pizza and all these like very authentic New York style pizzas that we have available. Venezia's was always the place that was running its own style of pizza. It's different from that. It's not a New York style. Yeah, it's not a deep dish. It's its own thing, and I have a soft spot for it, especially the house special with pepperoni, mushrooms, onions with the crispy edges. I know I'm leaving one ingredient out, but artichoke hearts is another big one on the house special. And that's comfort food to me. So either, you know, if you're going to the East Bank or the West Bank, similar menus, check the schedules. They have slightly different hours at each, but Venezia's, the classic.
Give me another
I love that we're talking about.
Give me another Ian McNulty place.
Yeah. Arno's. I recently had a little visit in at Arno's.
Really?
In the French Quarter. Yeah. Not R&O's, which I also love, but Arno's. Think about dress code. R&O's on the lakefront. Yeah, we're short.
A little different.
If you want.
Yeah,
R&O's in the French Quarter. We met some friends there, and actually, it was funny. It was the night of the red dress run, the red dress run happens in the morning, but we were there at night, and there were still a lot of people in red dresses. Mm-hmm. And you know my advice, wide berth. You know, when you see people wearing the costumes that start for an event, a drinking event that starts in the morning, and it's already, you know, the sun's already over the arm, the sidearm, you give a wide berth on that. But Arno's was a delight. No matter what's happening in the French Quarter, you walk into the restaurant, you take a turn to the bar, the French 75 bar, and it's just this oasis of old school elegance. And that's what we did. We met a couple friends there, John and Carlina, and we had some oyster specials through the summer that they don't normally have year round. For the usual reason, you know, hey, give people a reason to come in. Beautiful cocktails, some nice oysters in the half shell, some other little snacks, and this is just in the bar, in the French 75 bar. So it was a very easy, no reservation, walk on in, and it was just a wonderful little spell there for a while over a couple of their summer cocktails. They are. When these national lists come out of like great cocktails in New Orleans, I often feel Arno's French 75 gets overlooked, and the locals should know about a place like this because the cocktail menu changes with the seasons. They're elegant, they're beautiful, they're well crafted. The dish that stood out was one called La Boheme. Excuse me, did I call it a dish? It was a drink. La Boheme, which is you take a Vieux Carré, the classic New Orleans kind of twist on a Manhattan, and lighten it up for summer with a banana liqueur and some port in there running around the rye, which is the base of it. It's just gorgeous. It feels like you're being served a dish when the cocktails are done like this. You know, my standing order are a lot of bars, and the bartenders will know it. You know, it's a rum and soda, tequila soda, keep it simple and keep them coming. But sometimes you just want to make an occasion out of a cocktail. And, something like that, the La Boheme at French 75 Bar, stuck with me weeks on now.
All right, keep going. Oh, tell you what, we got to take a break. Sure. I just noticed the time. Ian, let me take a break, and then we'll pick it up when we come back. All right? Table Talk with Ian McNulty. We love it. Friday morning. It's a weekly trip around New Orleans food and restaurant scene brought to you by Loop Linen and Uniform, where great service starts with clean linens for almost 100 years. 939, traffic quickly, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. I-10 East Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans have a few brake lights right around Williams that eases pretty quickly. Remains clear to downtown. Downtown elevated clear to the flyover. Flyover lightly congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection wide open in both directions. Huey P. Long on the causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P. on WWL.
9:43, the time flies, man, when we talk to Ian McNulty on Friday with Table Talk, brought to us by Loop Linen. Ian McNulty, people are looking for lobster thermidor. Got three texts. I don't know if it was inspired by Beef Wellington or not, from three different numbers about lobster thermidor. Or maybe it was in the news or something. I don't know. What's going on?
I have one answer for you, and that's Antoine's.
Okay.
Another great thing about culinary, it just is not on the regular Antoine's menu, which is sort of this tome of French Creole classics, but that in culinary during August, a lot of the classic restaurants, your Galatoire's, your Arno's, which we mentioned, Antoine's, they change it up quite a bit. They challenge the chef in the kitchen, hey, do something different to bring people in. Just shake it up in the summertime like we all need to do. And that is a particular specialty on the culinary menu at Antoine's. So,
okay.
I mean, hey, people have winter on their minds. Crank the AC. Maybe leave the corduroy and sweater back at home for now. But dive in. I mean, that's a classic dish. Hearty. I like a little fresher, lighter treatment of lobster if I'm getting down on that.
Mm-hmm.
But hey. Antoine's has got your number. A beautiful bar there too, by the way, the Hermes bar up front. If you haven't been there in a while, I mean, it's not a living museum. It's sort of an edible museum. These marvelous manifestations of local architecture. You get to wander around the rooms, see the history, and sit down to a nice meal.
That is one of my favorite places, Antoine's. I think if I had to pick one place to have one more meal, it would be Antoine's.
The labyrinth of rooms, the history of it all. Doesn't get much more New Orleans than that, of that ilk. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about New Orleans food, from the high to the low, and that's how we go on the show. And I just wanted to mention, never think, Tommy, that people aren't listening. Sometimes it's you and I chatting here, and it could feel like an audience of two. But everywhere I go, people stop me and they want to talk about what's in the newspaper, or they liked what I posted on Instagram. But a lot of times they bring up what you do with Tommy. And so it really makes my day when I hear that kind of live feedback. So a shout out to the few people who said that to me recently. Janie Powers on the Causeway. I really appreciated you, your feedback on the show. And Waldo and Julia, who I met at Bruno's Tavern. For its comeback, which you and I talked about last week. Mm-hmm. I should have mentioned them when we were chatting about Bruno's coming back on Maple Street under new ownership. But Waldo and Julia, this came over and said it makes their Friday morning. So you made my night by saying that. So thanks, guys. Thanks, Janie.
And
thanks,
you just
Waldo
made my morning.
Julia.
So there you go.
Yeah, look at that. It's a benevolent circle.
Mm-hmm. Give me some more places
to more
eat.
Food.
Yeah, more food.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Just last night. We're on an Italian kick here, but why not? We went to Vincent's. It was getting a little bit later. We went to see some wonderful music at the Maple Leaf Bar for an early set. Again, I have these friends in from out of town. I'm spinning them around, showing them the sights and scenes. I mean, they're sweating their chichukas off here. They're from the Northeast. They're not used to this. But they're loving it. And I'm getting the contact buzz off of their enthusiasm for seeing our city, even at the depths of August. And we all need a little reminder how special it can be. Well, we went to the Maple Leaf Bar for a piano session. In the back room there, and then right around the corner to Vincent's, where it just, again, the first time visitors seeing this, like, what is this? Oh, what is, the statues outside, the neon sign, you walk in, and it was the slower than usual for Vincent's because it's late August, but that means we could just sweep in and get a table for four. And what did we start with? The answer, a martini, and then cutting into the meatball and garlic toast, some of the stuffed eggplant, the cannelloni. And I can't believe I'd never had this dish at Vincent's before, but the spaghetti bordelaise, I've had it at other places. It's one of my standing orders at Mandina's across town, but at Vincent's, it was especially bordelaise, which means just heavy on the garlic. I mean, one serving of this and your health just rises. You're good. You're staving off whatever's trying to ail you. And I had it with blackened shrimp on the recommendation of Greg, our waiter. It was great.
And I hadn't had that particular combination there before, and it was just fantastic. It's a great hospitality, a welcoming place, easy to breeze in a little later in the evening. And, you know, Tommy, just for that minute, it didn't feel like summer outside, and it didn't feel like 2026 either. It felt like something closer to 1998. But it was a good feeling overall, kind of one of these nostalgic places that blew away my out-of-town guests and was another reminder to me of how much I just value these places around town and how wonderful they are.
Somebody's looking for authentic Chinese food, and I think by authentic, they don't necessarily mean, what's that Christmas movie?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Not that kind.
Christmas Story. Yeah. Good time to ask that question, because we've got them up and down the board. I mean, Miss Shirley's on Magazine Street, you know, she's the reigning queen of Chinese cuisine in New Orleans, in my mind. And if you remember the old Royal China in Metairie, that was her place, her family's place for decades. She's on Magazine Street now, over by Joey K's. And it's just fabulous. You know, it's that golden mean of really traditional Chinese dishes, especially if you look at the specials board, but also like some crowd pleasers. And that's a great place. If you want to do another really deep dive, if you're out in Metairie, China Rose. It's right by Drago's and Fat City. Ask for the Chinese menu, and they will give you an entirely different menu that does not have lemon chicken or General Tso's chicken, but has been particular Sichuan dishes with a lot of that deep peppery spice. Gosh, out by the airport, I love Yummy House, which does not sound promising. The name Yummy House does not sound like you're going to get authentic dim sum and a huge menu written in Chinese first with some sometimes amusing English translations underneath them. But that is what you're getting at Yummy House. It's right by the airport on Loyola, in a little cluster of restaurants there just off the highway. You can see it from the highway, and then you see Yummy House, and you're going to think that's just kind of take out American Chinese food. No, it's very different, very authentic. And if you're on the West Bank, I'm drawing a big circle here, Hong Min. It's in a kind of a C-grade strip mall behind a much bigger strip mall, a couple blocks off of the West Bank Expressway. And Hong Min is just a delight. Again, its own specialties there, very different from the other restaurants that I mentioned, Miss Shirley's, China Rose, Yummy House. At Hong Min, I'm thinking immediately of this double-cooked pork, this barbecued pork, green beans with a lot of garlic and spice. It's a place of big servings. You're definitely going to get leftovers. Duck, I mean, you mentioned A Christmas Story. Duck figures pretty prominently in that scene. Duck is very much a signature dish at Hong Min, hanging on the hooks in the window. You can hear the thwack of the cleaver going at it, preparing your meal. It's if you're into Chinese style duck, that's your place, whether it's in a soup or the whole deal, which you're going to split around the table.
Real quick, somebody's looking for fresh-made pasta.
Well, sure. I mean, we've been talking Italian. I think we're getting to people, aren't we? I'll give another shout-out to Procida, the place that just opened this week. Wonderful pasta dishes there, including a bucatini I had that was topped with a bit of crab meat and this really finely grated breadcrumb cooked in olive oil for a crunch next to the slurp of that noodle. I mean, that's the one on my mind right now.
Thank you, Ian McNulty. Pleasure as always.
Great to be with you, Tommy, and thanks for everyone for listening, including Janie, Waldo, Julia, and everybody else out there in Hungry, Hungry Radio Land. It's always a pleasure talking with these people. Thanks, Tommy, for giving me a chance to talk with them.
Man, a pleasure as always. Ian McNulty covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Table Talk, weekly trip around New Orleans food and restaurant scene, brought to you by Loop Linen and Uniform, where great service starts with clean linens for almost 100 years. Newell Normand is coming up next. We'll find out what he's got planned for us when we return on WWL.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.